The University Tower chimes bring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with the University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my right, it's Professor Heather Hill.
Hey.
How's it going?
I'm tired.
Absolutely.
I am just really tired
this
week.
There are a lot of things that I'm tired of as well.
I don't know. Something hit me yesterday.
Something hit the students a few weeks ago. That's all I got to say.
Oh, yeah, right.
Not beginning the semester, are you sure?
Yeah.
May have been the first day of the term is what hit them, but this is
email.
Where we find ourselves.
Hey, Dr. Hill. I bought Stevie Nicks tickets quite some time ago, and it turns out the concert is tonight, so I'm not going to come to class.
Really?
Ay, caramba. I thought that they were about to offer you tickets or something.
I know.
At least give me a ticket, right?
I know. So, can't make it.
One of the professors in our department got an email last night, like 8:30 p.m., like, hey, Dr. G, can you hop onto Zoom and explain this to me
That's
before
funny.
Our quiz tomorrow? And she was
on
like,
the Zoom?
Absolutely not.
No.
8:30 p.m. the night before a quz? No.
The answer's no.
My, just...
And
wait.
Never ask again.
Also, did the professor actually respond no?
I don't think so. She sent me a screenshot and was like... No context necessary. And I was like, yeah, that's a no.
Just ignore that one.
Anyway.
Yes. Since I usually go to Professor Stephen Manning, and I usually say something like, I'm sure you miss this, like the deserts miss the rain.
I don't. Not a bit.
I guess that ending point. But at least it's good for a little bit of pre-dinner entertainment. What can I say?
That's what it's good for.
What's the wildest thing you remember? I mean, email or otherwise, like a student coming to you, an excuse or, you know, something from...
Ooh, that's a great imponderable question.
Yeah, it's a good thing to think about.
I had a particularly bad experience once. Made a mistake. A woman who had not been doing well, missing a lot of class.
Oh.
And she called me. I was just leaving my office to go teach the class that she was in. But was missing a lot of phone rings in my office, and she says, I can't come to class today.
Oh.
And I went off on her a little bit. I said, you know, I don't know what you're doing in college, that kind of thing. You know, you're going to fail the course. Turns out she was living with her mother, kind of a brownstone situation, had gone to leave to come to class, had the baby in the baby car seat, went down and remembered she had forgot her book. The last conversation we had, she was in class and she had forgot her book. I said, you got to bring your textbook to class, right? Because we read from it.
Yeah.
So she went back into the house.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And she came back out and the baby was gone.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Stephen, and it was all your
fault.
Oh,
my God.
And how does it end?
Well, I mean, she eventually they found the baby. Everything was okay, but it was a lesson. I remember.
This is supposed to be a funny.
Never to.
Did the air just leave the room?
You know.
Well, you know. So things are tough. All over.
I never did anything like that ever again.
There you go.
Well, students are very creative now too with their.
How many grandparents of animals die at the end of the semester?
Yes, it is true.
When I was living in Schiphol, someone set a fire to try to cancel midterms. What? It did not work, but I was very tired from my organic problem set the next day.
Whatever it was,
It was your class.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
Staring you down.
I'm sure it was.
But in general, I get nothing like the current faculty.
Well, there's just so many.
And I've been gone, this is only 5 years.
I know, you've not been gone.
They just keep piling up and piling up and piling up. I mean, there are so many absences and so many excuses.
Right.
It's just, it's legion at this point.
Wait, but that being said, shouldn't we, between all of us here, shouldn't we be able to craft the best excuses of anybody?
I mean, we could if we had to.
Well, my favorite was the student who, this was the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, came to me and said, you know, I'm going to miss the exam that you're giving that night. And I said, oh, why? My flight to the Bahamas leaves that
afternoon. They say this straight-faced.
Yes,
you know?
Very straight-faced.
It's totally normal to miss class for a vacation.
Oh, absolutely.
Leaving early for Thanksgiving, I've gotten so many of those requests. They're like, I'm going to miss your quiz. And I'm like, oh, there goes your drop.
I had one on final exam, and the student said my mom or dad bought tickets for our ski vacation
yeah,
in Vail.
All the time.
Vail? Oh, yeah. Mm. I'm sympathetic.
Yeah.
Professor Dan Maggio is here with us. Sort of, it was interesting because you were kind of like watching the tennis match. You were kind of going back and forth between both sides of the table.
I don't have any good stories. I can't think of any.
Come on, Dan, really?
No,
surely, Dan.
Not that I can remember.
You've got some good math student stories.
Yeah. Or were you a part of it?
Some crazy derivatives?
Oh, let me think about it.
Think about it. Because I was going to chime in, Professor Jim Tubbs, we've already heard from with his story. So I had something very similar just a couple weeks ago. And this was a big wake-up call for me. And you all are going to laugh and you can tell the story forever, but it's going to stay in my heart forever. She comes into my office and she basically said the exact same thing. And I said to her, leave my office, turn around and come back in and lie to me, and then I can reopen the assignment for you. What? I don't understand. And I'm like, physically leave this room, come back and tell me that you're an athlete or like give me something official because otherwise it's just a family trip. I don't understand what you're asking me to do. And I'm like, I've done everything I can do. Like,
Give me a good excuse.
I'm trying to help you. Like,
let me read out to you what excuses are not acceptable. If you recognize anything there, think of another one.
Point to the one.
Spin the big wheel, find a lie.
I walked by our associate dean training our new admin in the department today, and you know, you just pick up like that quick snippet of conversation as you're walking by. It's like, so this is the document we give the students that's bulleted that tells them exactly how to XYZ. No student has ever been successful in the execution of these steps or something like that. And everybody was laughing, and I'm like, oh, it's so true. Anyway, Professor Dave Chow is also here.
Pleasure to be here.
I think Dave Chow is Batman.
Yeah.
I think he might be
sort
Batman.
Of. Ish.
You stay up all night. This makes sense. We are going to organize something in the Berkeley parking lot.
There you go. A parking lot.
From Daniel's house.
Yes, I'm sponsoring my own.
You know who is counted in the population of Berkeley is Professor Mara Livesey, although Facebook definitely thinks otherwise.
Not on Facebook. I got majorly deleted from a group that I had been accepted in and blocked, apparently, because I can't even see it.
Blocked too?
Yeah.
I got kicked out as well today. So
who could block Wednesday?
Tuesday.
They don't like new neighbors. They kick us out.
Must be a glitch. Come on.
So
maybe, hopefully.
How are the new digs over there?
It is just amazing to have a house with space, walking distance to a park.
So great.
And the hardware store.
And the hardware store. And a CVS.
Unbelievable.
And two Indian places.
That's right.
Ooh, have you tried them?
And the Oak Parker.
Mostly Pink Garlic, but yeah, we've been to Norjan too.
That is all you need.
We all need a pawn shop.
Well, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything, folks. If you stump the panel, receive a brand new edition of the ATP coffee mug and an autographed photograph of the professors. If you don't stump the panel, we'll send you just the autographed photograph. Send the questions in a number of ways. Email us at atp@udmercy.edu. Find us on Facebook and Instagram or listen on your favorite smart speaker by asking it to play Ask the Professor at University of Detroit Mercy. Okie dokie. Hello, profs.
Hello.
I hope today finds you happy and healthy. I think that's fair to say. It's been a bit, so I thought it was time for another set of questions. Here's another set of what I like to call finish the list.
Ooh.
Again, here is the idea. I'll give you a few items from a list. Your job is to come up with the subject of the list and then complete it. So this is from our good friend, Steve Barney of Garden City, Michigan. He's actually sent us questions multiple times over the years.
And is this like one of those cognitive tests that the president has to take?
It's the IQ test, actually.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Oh, dear Lord.
Did you see the test? It was hilarious.
He's a certifiable genius.
Absolutely.
You don't remember like five words in a sentence.
Yeah. So those are Alzheimer's tests.
Yes, they are.
And dementia tests.
I think the best way to do this would be to hear the part of the list I'm going to give you. See if you can group them first. Then you can complete it. I think it'll make a little
like
more
pyramid
sense.
Game.
I will say that I've read these, and the hardest one is the first one, so let's not judge.
Okay.
You know, let's watch beyond the first episode, as the students say. I'm sorry?
Start on the backside. Work our way.
We'll work backwards.
You know, we got to conquer the activation energy first.
All right.
Let's do it.
St. Louis, Missouri. Los Angeles, California. Salt Lake City, Utah.
They're cities in the United States.
Olympics.
They are Olympic sites from the United States.
Aha.
There are three more. So St. Louis was the Summer Olympics of 1904. I know we all watched.
Lake Placid.
Los Angeles, California was, of course, 32 summer and 84 summer, my youth.
Oh.
in Salt Lake City, I think we remember, was 2002's Winter Olympics. So we have Lake Placid.
Atlanta. Mm-hmm.
Atlanta.
And the 1960 Winter Olympics.
Tahoe?
Were in. No. I mean, it's close. Squaw Valley, California.
Oh,
so
right.
I'm going to say we got them all. Yeah, that's pretty
Imagine
good.
I didn't even know that.
Aren't they coming back soon? Is it L.A. again? Am I making
yes.
that up? Yes.
Winter Olympics are coming up?
Yes.
And where are the Winter Olympics in 26? I just saw a commercial the other day.
Yeah, under 100 days.
Wow, yeah, yeah.
Where is it? No, it's...
I haven't heard anything about this.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows.
Yeah, I saw...
It wasn't a very good commercial, I guess.
I mean, all I Yikes. Do is see the rings, and I hear the John Williams, and I'm like, oh, I can't wait.
No, I remember I saw the ad during the World Series game.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And let's be serious. I don't
Milan.
Know, this is just me. Milan.
That's
okay.
right.
Milano.
I think winter is a little more entertaining than summer. That's just me. I don't know. It's
Mostly
just it's the hockey.
It's a little more death-defying, usually.
Yes. Skeleton, of course.
The right? Jamaican bobsled.
Oh, I love the luge.
Bobsled.
Curling for Dan.
Are we going to have a bracket in our department? Just whittle
a little
teams,
bracket?
Yeah, little,
absolutely.
Whittle teams down.
Whenever we, when it's removed by hours, like Milan, we'll have a chance to actually watch the games live early in the morning versus
mm-hmm.
the primetime, you know, classic American coverage. So we'll have those on in the lobby TVs for
Perfect.
Sure.
Perfect.
Yeah. Got to remind maybe some of our younger profs that Detroit was a finalist for the 1968
really?
Summer Olympics and mm-hmm. lost it to Mexico City. It's going to be the first internationally
Windsor?
Hosted. With Windsor, that's right. It was going to be Canada and U.S.
Oh,
hosting.
Nice.
That was 68, the year after 67.
Yes. Think of the stress on the tunnel.
Yes.
And if you were one of the younger kids, they'd go 6'7".
Oh.
We have a 6'7 pumpkin on our porch.
It's true.
Of chemistry.
That's true. All right, here we go. Washington, Lincoln, Jefferson,
President.
Jackson,
Presidents.
Grant, plus three more.
Oh, they're on the money.
They're on
currency.
Paper currency.
They're on the money.
Which three did we not cover?
Woodrow Wilson on the $100,000 bill.
Woodrow
There's
Wilson.
A $100,000 bill?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Salmon P. Chase.
Salmon P. Chase, yeah, secretary. He was secretary of the Treasury and
yeah,
Supreme
Woodrow
Court
Wilson was on the 100. Salmon P. Chase is not a president. He was on the $10,000 bill and is not on this list. So I've got Wilson on the $100,000. Who's on the $5,000 bill?
Didn't know we had one.
Let me check. Oh.
Let me check.
I thought 100 was the top.
Very prominent in Hamilton.
Matt?
One of the key players.
Burr.
Amber.
Monroe.
No. Is it Matt?
Jefferson.
Madison?
Madison.
Oh, yeah. Madison.
Jimmy Madison. And
Jimmy Madison.
Until recently.
You on friendly terms with Jimmy?
I am.
First name.
Until recently, this would have been the only, but now the first. Non-consecutive serving president.
Cleveland. Grover
Cleveland.
Cleveland
is on the $1,000 bill. That's right. Grover Cleveland.
Never seen any of these bills.
I'm surprised McKinley is not on one because he certainly was into fiscal matters.
Yes.
Understood the Treasury.
Big tariff fan.
Yeah, big tariff fan.
I think Trump's on the wooden nickel, isn't he?
We better be very, very careful what we wish for because there are several...
Yeah,
policies going through Congress that want to replace Washington on the $1 bill with our current president. Things can
even
happen.
More reason to not use cash
before you even know it, because nobody's there to resist it.
That's Gang exactly me. Right. Let's use the other side of our brain. Ohio, Illinois, Wisconsin,
Midwest states.
No, it's a little more specific than that.
Yeah. States on the Mississippi River.
States that border the Great Lakes.
States that border
Michigan,
the great state of Michigan. So who's missing from the list?
Indiana.
Indiana.
Minnesota.
Minnesota. That's right. Absolutely.
Minnesota.
And our other state, Canada.
Hey. Hey now.
The 51st state.
Not the 50. Hey now. That's them fighting words.
This whole side of the table is like this, looking up at the map. We're just sitting here like...
I wanted to confirm, Minnesota only has a maritime border with Michigan.
Maritime,
I don't think we share any land.
It's not actually...
So,
we need to put a map up here for you folks.
Didn't you live don't there? We? You should know that.
I still contend that that's cheating, so...
Wow.
Do you want the map down, Heather?
I do. I want it down.
Oh, my goodness. We'll have to vote on it.
But that's it's right. So colorful.
It is.
We want a global map up there.
I just...
For the international.
We need to put a world map over here and the U.S. map over here.
No, that's
true. Then we can all cheat.
I have one in my garage. I could
bring it in.
Bring it in. I could bring it in right up there.
Put it right over
a big
there.
A globe that we spin.
I'll bring the masking tape.
And I will avert my gaze.
Professors, how about Leahy, Marshall, King, MacArthur, Nimitz?
Nimitz.
U.S. ships. U.S. Navy
air
ships.
Air
U.S. Navy admirals.
Helicopters.
They are five-star generals and admirals.
Five-star
there are
generals.
Four missing, and I would guess you know at least one of them.
MacArthur?
Because he was a president.
Eisenhower.
So MacArthur was on the original list.
Oh, I apologize. Mm-hmm.
Eisenhower. Yep, Dwight Eisenhower. The others, which I really have no way of even beginning to give you clues. Henry Arnold.
Mm-hmm.
William Halsey. I think I've heard of the Halsey as a ship.
Oh, yeah, Bull Halsey. Yeah.
And Omar Bradley.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yep.
So the USS Omar Bradley.
Those are the only
Bradley.
Five stars. That was five stars. Yeah. Five
I was wondering
stars.
What you were doing.
Wait, can you be a five-star admiral?
I thought he was like a stop sign for
yes,
a second.
You
like
can.
A flashing light. Okay. I was like, okay.
James T. Kirk? What?
It's a good one.
There is a USS James T. Kirk.
Is there really?
Yeah. No.
Wow, that'd be
you
sweet.
You had him going.
I know.
Doggone it, you could have sold him swamp
Don't
land.
Raise hopes around this table that
oh
you cannot
gosh.
Satisfy.
I think I'm taking over the snarkiness from
Uh-oh.
Dan.
You took the snark baton?
Yeah, I did.
It's contagious.
Philadelphia. Road to Perdition. The
Tom
Lady
Hanks
Killer.
Movies.
Tom Hanks movies.
Extremely loud and incredibly close. A League of Their Own.
Tom Hanks.
Not just Tom Hanks movies.
Did he win...
But movies in which Tom Hanks' character...
Wins an award.
Drinks a lot.
I mean, those are all right. But something more specific.
Cries, he wins an
dies.
Award.
Dies. Yeah, Tom Hanks'
oh,
character
yeah.
dies in every
Good.
One of those movies.
Good job.
Wait,
there are two more where Tom Hanks' yeah. character dies.
Didn't he...
What's missing from the list?
Well, he's the train conductor in that one animated thing.
Okay, he doesn't
not die. Polar Express.
Polar Express.
He also plays
Toy
many
Story,
characters.
Like
a man named Otto, he dies, right?
Did he
Otto?
Die
doesn't
Castaway?
Say that. Doesn't say that here. No.
Doesn't Otto die?
Doesn't die in Sleeping in Seattle.
He does die in Man
does.
Named Otto.
Yeah. Yeah. He does die. That is an unofficial answer.
Unofficial.
Yep.
Great.
Add that to the list.
No, I saw it too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was like, I read the book.
That's
he died in the book
one.
Too.
I mean, if I say World War II... You'll say,
Saving
oh,
Private Ryan.
Yeah.
And if I remember correctly, it's a pretty hardcore fantasy. I never got into it, but he also played a character that dies in this one. I don't
hardcore
even know
fantasy?
How to...
Toy Story. Toy Story with hot comics.
I hope I'm not remembering this wrong. Cloud Atlas? Wasn't Cloud Atlas a fantasy
Never saw
movie?
It.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's
based on the novel by.
Isn't it a fantasy?
It is.
Era?
I've never read it though.
Yeah, never.
Hey, he started with Keanu Reeves. Oh,
I'm gonna go watch that. Mm-hmm.
Cloud Atlas. Yeah.
Otto dies peacefully from his enlarged heart in his sleep.
Oh, Otto. Yeah, we've seen that movie.
Yeah,
that's a good movie.
That was a good one.
All
extra,
this
extra credit.
Unbelievable.
Extra credit one.
How about this one? Who?
Who?
What? I don't know. Today, tomorrow.
Things my
All
students
excuses.
Tell me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Answers.
Questions.
Interrogatives.
I mean, all true. However.
Sentences Ooh. That don't require any other words. Like, you just say today. No.
Yeah, this is
hey.
The
oh, very
the players from their baseball team. So who was on first? What's
on
second? I don't know who's on third. Today was the catcher. Tomorrow was the pitcher. Do you remember who the shortstop was?
Yesterday?
Trammel.
It was the punchline to the whole bit.
Oh,
I don't
sure?
give a damn
oh.
was the the
nice.
Shortstop.
Oh.
Who was the left fielder? Another interrogative.
How?
How about why?
Why?
Okay.
Center fielder.
When?
Because. And the right fielder was never mentioned anywhere in the bit. Like, that's a good piece of trivia
They just
on
played
its
the
own.
Shift. They were playing
what
the shift.
What is this from?
Abbott
so they
and Costello.
Did a whole bit about, like, who's playing first in the ball game. Yeah, that's right.
Who's on
first?
The guy's
name is who.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's
cute.
Dumb. It's dumb. There was a guy that played in Major League Baseball in the early 2000s whose last name was who.
Nice.
And they're like, the whole universe has come to this day. And he played first base. And it's a
but
real
was,
thing.
Was it H-U?
It was H-U.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Who's on first?
We had a guy in our department in the early years whose name was who. You may remember this. And... was not doing well, so he went to the dean and said, "We got to get rid of this guy." And he said, "Who?" And we,
oh,
and we I remember
oh.
I said to him, "Yeah, who?"
You are kidding me. Don't even
oh,
don't even play this
Mr.
with
who.
Me. Oh my gosh.
Who? No, was it a doctor at that too? So
we have a doctor.
We have a doctor.
We
who?
Have a doctor.
In my department.
But it was HU.
You do?
Doctor Who.
Does he have a TARDIS in his office?
Shell and who?
Oh, God.
Okay. I call this one Begin the Thawing of Mariah Carey. A
Christmas.
Partridge in a pear tree, two turtle doves, three French hens, four collie birds, and five gold rings, plus seven more. Can you name the rest?
Six geese a-laying.
Seven swans a-swimming. Eight maids a-milking.
Nine ladies dancing.
Ten lords a-leaping.
11 pipers piping. 12
dancers dancing. Drummers drumming.
Drummers drumming.
And the partridge in the pear.
You all just sang the song in proper order and was blowing my mind. Like, we don't sing it in that order.
I could not
it's always
do that.
A countdown.
That's because we had the sparkle box going.
We sing it every year, so.
There you go.
Yeah, we were going the other way. That's good for your brain.
Yeah.
We're doing our karaoke.
It's harder that way.
There is no such thing as a calling bird. I'm doing this just for my wife. There is no such thing as a calling bird. It's a mondegreen, if you know what that
it's
is.
It's a collie bird.
Yes, it's a collie bird.
Oh.
And the five gold rings are more birds. They're ring-necked pheasants. It's not actual rings that you wear in your hand,
it's
even though that's
birds.
The way everybody interprets
when
it.
When is Leslie coming on the air?
She really does. That would have been her question, by the way, because she
it's, every time she hears that song, she must go crazy.
She goes absolutely nuts, and I'm not
loses
joking.
It.
Yep. Okay, how about this? Ooh, this is really, really good.
Uh-oh.
Go. Community chest.
Monopoly.
Income tax.
Monopoly space.
The
rent.
Cards.
Railroad.
The cards. The particular cards.
Chance. Electric company. Pennsylvania Railroad. Community chest. Plus seven more.
Baltic
Spots
Avenue.
Spots on the board. You are not allowed to build upon.
Waterworks.
Go to jail.
I got waterworks and I got go to jail.
The railroad thing. Railroad stuff.
B&O.
So which two railroads are missing?
B&O.
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Short line.
Short line. Okay, now I got those.
Luxury tax.
Luxury tax is taken off.
Go to jail. You can't build there.
Jail, yep.
Go to jail, yeah.
And there's one you haven't hit yet, though.
Is
obvious
it the
one.
Collect 200?
Go.
Collect whatever.
The way it go was on the original list.
Oh, okay.
The go-to jail and jail itself.
Have we gotten all
those.
The utilities?
Community
tax, water.
The title?
Luxury tax, property tax?
Electric company?
Oh, chance is the other one.
Yeah. Is there a pick a card one? No.
It's the obvious one?
Hold on.
Well,
it's
really obvious. I'm sorry.
Chance?
It's how about I put
free
it this
riding
way?
Or whatever that's called.
You got it.
Free
parking.
Free parking.
The one where everybody, like, sometimes builds a kitty, and then if you land there, you get stuff, and, like, all the super hardcore Monopoly players, that's not what the space is for.
Cares.
It's just a space off, and, you know, whatever.
No, that's where all the taxes go.
Yeah, exactly. Have a wonderful rest of your day, Professor Steve Barney. Those are pretty
you.
Fun.
Thank you. Those were good. Those are
that
fun.
Was
send
really,
more,
really
please.
Good. That takes a lot of, hardcore
gumption?
Work to put that together.
You would not be surprised. My Monopoly set at home is all pink, with all pink pieces.
I am not surprised in
zero
any way,
surprise.
Shape, or form.
I've played multi-day Monopoly.
I have a Red Sox.
Are
Monopoly
they
game.
Taylor Swift pink?
No, they are Barbie pink.
Oh, Barbie pink.
Though in the last episode, Taylor Swift was an answer, so I'm really grateful for that.
I was just wondering, was you the
M on the... Well, probably Scooble gets... I mean, I hope that they at least trade him.
You were following my train of thinking.
Maybe we're going to get some Red Sox on the Tigers this year.
There are some you can have.
So I'm willing to try this $100,000 pyramid in the few minutes that we have left here.
Oh, wow. Well,
maybe
just give me a chance to do it without like the timer in the background, like that sort of thing.
No pressure.
What we'll do is we'll start with Heather
Jeopardy
and go
music?
Around the table. Everybody knows how the game is played at this point?
What?
You get,
no, I think so.
You get clues. I'm the giver. You're the receiver. And your job is to take the things that I'm saying. So, like, we have the example what Prasad Venugopal might say.
Oh, yeah.
I was just reading the contract the other day, and then I would give a bunch of other things that sound like him, but no
beret.
Other clues.
Yeah, you
and you'd go, things Prasad would say.
Okay.
And so you're just trying to guess the general category.
Yeah.
So
okay.
It's very similar to what we just did.
Yeah.
Professor Hill.
Professor Miles.
You're so studious, you two. Look at this.
A beaker.
Things you find
a
in a
flask.
Chem lab.
Yeah, that's exactly correct. Very well
good.
Done. Yeah.
Next.
Let's see here. Steven.
Tick, tick, tick.
Lasagna.
Oh.
Garlic bread.
Italian food.
Yes, that's exactly what it says here. Very well done.
Oh, that was a Dan question.
A lot. This is going to be a little bit difficult. It's going to be a little difficult.
Okay.
A lot of very, very loud students. A lot of food that you can buy.
Things in a college cafeteria.
No, not on this campus. there used to be a lot of books.
Things at a bookstore?
Not in the bookstore.
SUNY Union?
Mm-mm.
Library.
There used to be a lot of books in this building.
But a library?
They are members of the union, but they're not professors. We're putting him on the spot as an alum. Let's see.
Oh, the librarian.
The library, yeah. Oh, the library. UDM library, that's right. Oh, all I can tell you is that there is a lot of...
So there are not a lot of books there anymore?
No, not really.
Really?
Mm-hmm. No, so really, there's not a lot of books.
So what's on the second floor?
Mm-hmm. The second floor has books. The third floor does not have books. The first floor has barely any books.
Well, the third floor didn't have books when I was here.
Yeah, that's also true.
Yeah, the...
All I can tell you
the stacks are still stacks.
The first floor is very loud, and there is just a strong smell of food at all times. And I think the library kind of likes it that way, but it doesn't feel like a library.
No, so the library likes it that way. Okay.
Clearly, I will not be winning on the $100,000 pyramid.
Jim.
Well, you didn't know it was specific to UDM. I mean,
I'm covered with sprinkles, and I have custard inside of me.
Ice cream?
No.
No.
You can buy me
donuts.
A Dutch girl, yeah, what a donut might nice. Say. Absolutely, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, what a donut might... Oh, so you have to personify the donut?
It has to be a... Okay.
This is like perfectly lined up for Dave. I got to get this right. Oh, this is going to be tough. Taurus Galaxy.
Ooh, Ford cars?
Not Ford? Just Ford cars.
American-made cars. Sedans.
Galaxy.
They're both Ford.
Model T's.
Ford automobiles.
That
you're not supposed to use arms.
Old Ford automobiles.
I mean, that's good enough.
Defunct cars.
Defunct Ford cars. That's exactly what it says here, actually.
Defunct
that's right.
Ford. Yep. Defunct.
Fancy word. Didn't throw that wrench
Give
into it,
Give me an
huh?
easy one.
I'm doing my best.
Yeah, Taylor Swift songs.
All right, Professor Maxwell.
Yeah. Boom.
The tropical jungle. This room sometimes.
Warm places?
Not just warm places.
Moist places.
That's pretty.
Moist.
Places that are humid, I'm giving it to you.
Warm
this place is moist right now.
Oh, my word. All right. We got to give Mara a chance, too.
Mic drop.
Oh, God.
Oh, this is kind of interesting. I'm doing my best here, Mara. I'm doing my best. So, definitely... let's see.
Definitely.
I want to go a little bit deeper than that.
I would
hope
so.
You can't pass. We're on the last box.
I
know.
Describe Mara's face right now. Pure terror and horror.
So flats, high heels, buckle, tennis.
Shoes?
Well, it's Mara's
question. Oh, I'm sorry.
How is definitely one of those things? Was definitely included in the list?
Flip-flops.
I mean, the types of shoes.
The types of shoes, that's what I'm going for.
What's definitely?
What is a definitely?
Oh, did I say definitely?
Yes!
That was the first word you said. And I was like, how does it relate to the shoes?
I'm talking out loud, sorry.
And I'm
Thank
sorry
you for
I
playing
blurted
along.
That out.
What, where did it come from? Did you read it off the paper?
No, I'm just talking to myself.
Yeah, it was definitely
to myself
that one.
Up.
You're like, definitely these examples will work.
I knew it had flats and high heels, but I was like, but I don't see how it relates to definitely.
I know, I was thinking the same
very
thing.
Very literal. Very literal. I'm afraid that the time has come for us all to say goodbye, Mara.
Goodbye.
Danielle.
Adios.
Dave.
See ya.
Jim.
Goodbye.
Dan.
Goodbye.
Steven.
Goodbye.
Heather.
Bye-bye.
And now these words...
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason and Brian Masonville, and our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.